Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
You got into Brown.
The letter came while you were away.
Congratulations.
And when you said you could call in a favor at NYU, did you mean it?
I can only get you an interview. It's going to be up to you to wow him.
You got your money. That's all that matters.
Now you can go to Yale.
Well, I'm going to NYU now.
Great. Then I'll see you next year.
Oh, my God.
You're Nate Archibald.
And you're Bree Buckley. It's good to see you again.
I made some new friends, one in particular.
Oh, so you are dating someone.
His name's Scott, and I think you guys would really like each other.
Yeah, Mom, everything's great. I have been waiting all summer for Reed to start, and tomorrow's the day I get to do what I came here for.
I know secrecy is a lot to ask for, but I really can't risk making my family more upset right now.
Don't worry. I'm good at secret relationships.
What if your dad didn't want to see you? Who cares? Who the hell is he not to want you? I would have stayed all summer with you.
Vanessa, I'm not changing.
I don't care if you're rich, which you are, by the way. If you're going to be in this world, be yourself in this world.
Is there anything else?
I'd like to request a roommate, Blair Waldorf. She's my best friend, and I just can't wait to live with her.
Where is she answering? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
Every fall, confident high school seniors transform into nervous college freshmen. They leave their parents' homes for the hallowed halls of higher education. And like any new venture, starting college holds the promise of limitless opportunity. The opportunity to conquer a new territory. Or to try and be a little less lonely. But just because the opportunity presents itself, doesn't mean everybody is ready to take it.
It's so sweet to see me off. I can't believe NYU orientation week is finally here.
I have to object to you living in the dorms. Fluorescent lighting, communal showers, public school girls. There's a place for that, and it belongs in the back of a video store.
It's not for long. I can't rule the NYU masses from the Upper East Side. I need to spend time in the dorm to establish myself as queen.
It's not Constance Blair. The only queens at NYU are the ones with tickets to see Liza at Carnegie Hall.
Chuck, I trust that when you say never drink absinthe with Daniel Baldwin, you know what you're talking about. But when I say the first week of college means scared, vulnerable freshmen needing someone to guide them, then I know what I'm talking about.
And I'm very excited for you.
You haven't called Vanessa yet?
No, she's with it a lot. She's got to call me.
Or you could just get over it. After all these years, you guys are finally going to be at the same school.
I guess you're right. It's probably not the best idea to be avoiding my only friend at NYU.
For the record, Dan, I don't think you're going to have any trouble making friends there.
Right, because the world of Greenwich Village intelligentsia is Dan Humphrey's natural habitat.
You're so lucky. NYU is exactly the right place for you.
Not like Brown is for you. Serena?
Sorry, yeah, you know what, I should finish packing, but good luck, Dan.
Hey, I'm sorry, are you Dan Humphrey?
Yeah.
Like the Dan Humphrey who was published in the 20 under 20 issue of The New Yorker?
Yeah.
Large coffee, please. I'm Katie, and I'm not usually an eavesdropping stalker, it's just that I read your piece, and it was amazing.
What? Really? Wow, thank you.
Yeah, well, at first I hated you because I also submitted, but then I read it and I was like, okay, fine. I accept defeat at your hands, Dan Humphrey. Anyway, I have a writer's group we meet every week. We're meeting here at noon tomorrow. You should come.
Car's downstairs. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
Today's a big day. You and Dan both off to college.
Yeah, no, I should get going.
Your mom's so proud of you. So am I.
you remember Dan Scott.
Yeah, no, it's good to finally officially meet you.
Oh, so you're dating now? Unless I heard you were just friends.
Yeah, you actually have to call me to find out what's going on in my life.
Oh, well, okay, I didn't realize we were speaking. Oh, God.
Of course she's into my mom.
Ew. Let's make it clear from the start. We don't know each other here.
Works for me.
Me too.
Well, hello, sis. I assume you need a few ounces of study aid for Brown.
No. I need a place to stay. I'm not going to Brown.
Yes, we may all be freshmen and new to NYU in the dorms, but that doesn't mean we have to embarrass ourselves. I can tell from looking around this room that none of you are from New York City.
Actually,
Riverdale doesn't count. Anyway, I won't be holding the sad truth of your hometowns against you. In fact, I want to help you. For example, who can tell me which is the only club to be seen at on a Saturday night?
I read Marquee.
Wrong. You should never be seen at a club on a Saturday night. It's strictly Bridge and Tunnel on the weekends. You're welcome. Now, Dorota and I have put together some gift bags filled with essentials for everyone.
I think you don't need a week to run school. You'd do it in one day.
I know. This is going even better than I'd hoped. And the best part is, I screamed out a single.
Sorry, I'm late. Blair? Blair Waldorf? Oh, my God! Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. We're roommates.
Rah, rah, sis boom ba. Georgina's pulled a coup d'etat. Welcome to college, B. This is going to be a blast. Following me to NYU? Becoming my roommate, I'm going to have Dorota file a restraining order.
I mean, you're overreacting. The roommate thing is just a coincidence. My parents said it was either Bible camp or college, so... Go Bobcats!
So you're not in love with Jesus anymore.
Oh, I still hold him in my heart, but Jesus and I have redefined our relationship.
You mean he dumped you because he found out you were Satan?
This could actually be a good thing, Blair.
Look, Manola, size 7, just like you.
Let me know if you want to borrow. I'll win, you know. I ruled at Constance, and I will rule here. You can't stand in my way.
You're still playing this tired old game.
Oh, please, like you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm actually here for a fresh start.
Oh, no. Vanessa, you're in our dorm, too? Yay!
Your dorm? Yeah, my room's just down the hall, so, that's awesome.
Oh, isn't this so pretty?
I'm gonna hang it up. Miss Lara, what are we going to do? Call police?
No.
We're going to throw a party. I go to Massa, see if they locate her. Pardon me.
I was packing and talking to Blair about her classes, and then it hit me. I wasn't excited about any of it. I don't know what I want to do yet, and going off to a new place to figure that out, I don't know. I'm not ready for that.
Look, sis, for people like us, a college degree is just an accessory. Like a Malawi baby or a poodle.
Well, it's an accessory my mother really wants me to have.
So you want to hide out at the bath cave until you figure it out?
Yes, it's okay with you. Nobody knows about this, not even Blair. Blair would be even more upset than my mother.
I couldn't help but notice you and Carter Bazin at the Vanderbilt polo party. This doesn't have anything to do with him, does it?
No, absolutely not. I haven't even seen him since then.
Good. Just one favor. I'm having a meeting here tonight, so if you can clear out for a few hours.
Chuck, I don't mind if your dealer comes by.
Jesse is in St. Bart's this week. This is something more legitimate. You know the old Art Deco bank on 72nd between Madison and Park? The one that went under last month? I want to make it into a speakeasy. In the front, an elegant restaurant. Down in the vault, an after-hours locale devoted to indecency, disreputable behavior, and all manner of debauchery.
A kind of homage to the last time the market crashed.
The harder the times, the harder people want to party and forget about it.
Chuck, this is really a great idea. I can't believe Blair hasn't told me about this yet.
She doesn't know. Nobody does. I just wanted to wait until I was sure it was going through. You know, my father turned his first profit by the time he was 22. I hope to do it by the time I'm 21.
It's a fragile room.
Let me guess, women in literature, Professor Schweik?
You know, I'm a sucker for stories about scorned women.
I got the same. I think the universe is trying to tell us something. I'm sorry. Sorry, I should have called you.
No, it's okay. I wouldn't have wanted to call me either after the way I came down at you at the party.
So, Scott.
Yeah, he's so great, and he really wants to get to know you. Oh, my God, I have so much to tell you. You're never going to guess who lives in my dorm.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt. I just saw you, and I thought, So, I really just want to apologize for everything that happened in the past. I've got my meds straightened out, and I'm really in a much better place now. So, I come to NYU hoping for a fresh start, and who do I get as my roommate? Blair Waldorf.
What?
I told you we have so much to catch up on. I mean, I wish I had some other friends here, you know? You guys are really lucky to have each other. Anyway, I should go. Okay, this is probably too much, but would you guys want to have a cup of coffee with me?
Look, Georgina, I appreciate that you want a clean slate, but I think it would kind of be too much. I'm sorry.
No, of course. I mean, I totally understand. I feel the same way. I'll see you around. Maybe we were a little bit too harsh.
It's Georgina.
And you're Dan.
And you're Vanessa. This is a fun game.
I'm sorry. I just thought you were a little bit more forgiving than that.
Are you really trying to make me the bad guy here?
No, it's just we want a fresh start, and so does she.
Okay, I know you're new to the whole school thing, but you don't want Georgina as your friend. I mean, she's going to scare everyone away.
Georgina. Hey.
What's going to happen next week when we start classes?
That's why we have my family's apartment. In class, you know, just sneaking around, making sure the doorman doesn't see you, not answering the phone when my mother calls. I mean, you know it adds a layer of hotness.
What are you saying? That our hotness is only purely circumstantial, and that if we were out in the real world, we'd like each other less?
You know that if we really started dating after a few months, you'd realize that you hate the way that I laugh, and I couldn't stand the way that you chew, and then we'd break up.
It's a romantic story. No, but it doesn't have to be like that.
You gonna make a bet?
I got an idea.
I will hold up with you for the next 24 hours, and we can fast forward through the entire relationship. Leave the seat up, sing Timberlake in the shower.
Oh, watch TV shows you really like as opposed to the ones you're supposed to like?
What do you say? You, me, this apartment. Let's get sick of each other.
As you can see, the restaurant would be elegant. Seasonal menu, extensive wine list. Now, the space is big, but I wanted to have a more intimate feel.
And how would you be using the vault space?
It's perfect for storage.
I have to be honest. Given your reputation, when you made your bid, the board was very concerned.
I completely understand. The neighbors don't want some raucous club coming in and disrupting the quiet. Believe me, I wouldn't want to bring that element to the area.
Oh, viewers, lunch is also okay, and I came here. I thought that we'll see about it. Sorry, I'm not here.
My heel broke.
Stepsister, I apologize. My lawyer, excuse me.
Sorry for hosting your meeting.
Not at all. You were just finishing up anyway.
Oh, are you leasing Chuck the bank space?
Mm-hmm. He has, real vision.
I know. Turning the vault into a club. It's genius.
Sabrina!
Excuse me?
Amalia.
I'm glad people understand the concept of being fashionably late, but this is ridiculous. I think everybody's down the hall watching a movie or something.
What?
Please, ease up on the Toro.
He has to answer to a board, Serena. And board members tend not to approve of clubs with co-check girls who give happy endings.
But it was an honest mistake when he was talking about your...
Why do you think I asked you to go out tonight? Because I knew something like this would happen.
Fine, then I'll go.
Train wreck.
Blair? Oh my god, we just finished watching Vanessa's documentary about this community garden in her neighborhood. It was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I mean, Vanessa, tears. Actual tears.
When that gang member picked up his first carrot?
Okay. Screening is over. The cocktail party has officially begun in the common room. Socatini's. And is that my invitation being used as a coaster?
Thanks so much, Blair, but we actually just scarfed like 4 pizzas and Vanessa's about to show us her bootleg Michelle Gondry video.
Georgina, please. Nobody wants greasy pizza and Vanessa's whole movies when there's a sushi and sake party right in the other room. Did I mention wasabi facials?
Okay, then. And shut the door?
Spotted. Blair Waldorf going from VIP to VD. Poor Blair. How are you going to cure this one?
Morning.
Hey. Thanks for letting me crash here last night.
Oh, harboring an Ivy League fugitive? I'm your man. I made you breakfast. I have to go, but remember, we don't have any servants here, so if you see anybody else in the loft besides me, call the police. It's not the chef.
Good to know. So did classes start already?
No, just orientation stuff. But I did join a literary group. More people have talked to me at NYU in one day than my entire 4 years at St. Jude's.
Well, I'm not surprised. I can totally see why people would love you there.
Oh, about Brown. You really should think about talking to my dad. He might ramble a lot, he might nervously strum his guitar, but when it comes to fatherly advice, I don't know, he's pretty much the best there is.
Hey, how
great.
It's going to be really fun.
See
you there. Oh, fantastic.
So if you're not trying to sabotage me, then what is this? First, you deliberately ruined my sushi party, and now you're making your move.
This paranoia has got to stop, Blair.
I am not paranoid. I'm right. Why else would you have formed an alliance with Vanessa, the one person I may hate more than you?
It's not an alliance. It's a friendship. Unlike you, Vanessa's cool and people like her. More than the weird girl who threw the fish party.
Sushi. There was Toro.
Face it, Blair. Once upon a time, in a far-off land, you were a queen. Here you're just a loser who will never fit in. So, you won't be needing that.
Rufus? Hello? What are you doing here?
Rufus and I were just catching up. I have to prepare for a meeting tonight. Thank you for the waffles.
Look, I don't know what kind of twisted spin Chuck put on things, but I actually wanted to talk to you about this. Rufus, I'm having doubts about going to Brown.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but to lie about leaving for college? I mean, between the show you put on for the paparazzi all summer and the craziness at the polo party last week and this, I don't know what's going on with you.
No, I'm sorry I lied. I just didn't want to upset my mom.
Well, at least we agree about that, which is why you can repack your things and go to Brown today. I'll have a car here within an hour. As long as you're in it, there's no reason Lily ever has to know about this.
Or what, you'll tell on me? Wow, I feel really emotionally supported in making this life-changing decision.
It's not a decision. It's a mistake, which is why I'm trying to get you not to make it.
By threatening me. Do you know you're more afraid of my mother than I am? You know what, Rufus? Go ahead, call her. You can let her know I'm not going to Brown. Thanks for the talk.
What do you want?
Hey, I was wondering if you want to go out tonight.
I thought you were a Brown.
No, I'm not. In fact, after I hang up with you, I will be withdrawing my admission. There's nobody I'd rather celebrate with. So, are you in or out?
See you tonight.
No, I'm telling you, I ruined everything I know about women from Judy Blume's Forever.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah, what's up?
I was wondering, do you have a date to Georgina's party? Forget the four horsemen. The real evidence our world is coming to an end? Blair Waldorf needing Dan Humphrey to rescue her from social extinction. I just feel like I got off on the wrong foot here, and I want to start again. So, thanks for bringing me, Humphrey.
I would just like to think that if I needed it, somebody would do the same for me. Though, let's be honest, we both know it wouldn't be you. Oh, no headbands in college, okay? Katie!
Hey, guys.
Blair, you remember Katie?
Yeah, cute necklace. Thank you. I love your...
How about I get us all drinks and you two talk? It's not about high school, please.
So, was everyone at your high school totally jealous of Dan for being such a great writer? Dan's a writer?
Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry about yesterday. I was out of line.
Please, don't even worry about it. I mean, you have every right to be upset. I'm just really glad you're here.
Thanks.
Okay, so am I really drunk, or did I just see you walk in with Blair?
Look, you wanted me to give you a second chance. Don't you think you should give one to Blair?
She's not looking for a second chance. She's looking for a way in. People like you here, Dan, and Blair sees that.
I'm sorry, I've been the person not welcome at parties, and if I'm now on the other side of things, I'm not going to treat people the way I was treated, even if it's Blair.
I'm just trying to look out for you. Trust me, you're being used. Have fun.
With your mother's L.L. Bean catalog? A cargo short finish definitely goes in the minus column.
What are you talking about? I was like 12 years old.
Speaking of pants, pastor's over here.
What do you need my pants for?
Because I want to see what's in them. Come on, show me all your secrets.
Have a look. It's just normal stuff.
Normal stuff, huh? All right.
See?
Cheese. Mm-hmm. A boarding pass from London. Don't tell me that you've been wearing these pants since we met, because that really would be gross.
No, I... Look, if you must know, I kept it.
And you have the sentimental
Hey, I thought your theory was that if we really got to know each other, we'd break up.
Maybe I'm revising my theory.
You were a problem child.
To you. Brown's lost my game.
Thank you.
You know, when you called, I try not to answer. Great. Chuck Bass. Let's get out of here.
No, come on. Since when do you run away from Chuck Bass? It looks like he's having a business meeting. This could be fun. No way.
Serena, Carter, this isn't a good time.
Well, then let's make it one.
What's wrong, Chuck? Aren't you happy to see us?
You know, Carter and I were just sharing our favorite Chuck Bass stories. There were so many, we had to break them into categories. What were we up to? International affairs?
There was a time when Chuck and the Italian ambassador's son were asked to leave an Amsterdam brothel. Now, that's an accomplishment.
It's a simple misunderstanding. None of us spoke any Dutch.
Oh, my gosh. Is this a business meeting? I'm sorry if you sense any tension. These two don't like each other that much because they share the same taste in women. Sometimes they share the actual women.
That's enough. So what's this business meeting about, Bass? Still trying to fill your daddy's shoes.
Yeah, Jack, come on. Tell him your idea.
I'm opening a restaurant.
Yeah, that's what he's telling people. But downstairs in the vault, he's creating a club. What did he say? You wanted to redefine decadence?
You wanted to ruin my deal. So you came here and worked Carter Bazin as your wingman. I told Rufus about Brown because I was actually concerned for you. I'm sorry I wasted your time.
Are you insane? Battlestar kicks TNG's ass. Further show on the history of the planet has been asked to speak at the UN.
Oh, perfect. An organization that condemns terrorism while secretly funding it. Host a panel for a show that glorifies terrorists? Dude, I can't even look at you right now.
Fine, don't look.
What do you think?
Trust me, you don't want to know.
I do want to know.
Oh, thank God.
Man, I'm really glad you decided to come to the party.
Oh, thanks, man.
Vanessa cares about you a lot, and I know that she was hoping you'd come. You know that.
Right, yeah, I know that.
There he is.
Oh, see you the devil, hey. To fresh starts.
I'm happy you're here, Humphrey.
Me too.
Scott, you are in big trouble. I cannot believe you told Vanessa to take Professor Rifkin for Art in the World.
Why? I mean, I like him.
Dude, he's totally old school, not to mention just plain old. I mean, his lecture notes are literally turning yellow with age. Please, do tell. What other professors are you recommending?
Yeah, let's hear it, because Katie's going to have to weigh in.
No.
I'm at a party. I really don't feel like taking a test right now.
Excuse me, everyone. Can you please
stop with that noise?
Hi, everyone.
What the hell?
Well, most of you don't know me. My name is Blair Waldorf. But a lot of you know my roommate who threw this amazing party, Georgina. Yeah, I know. Georgina rocks, right? I mean, it's funny because I never knew that a Jesus freak could throw such a good party, but I guess I was wrong. So everyone raise a glass or a plastic cup of foam. To the coolest Christian I know, Georgina Sparks.
What do you know? What do you know? What do you know about Jesus? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know about the Lord? What do you know? What do you know about Jesus and His love?
Oh my God, this is a conversion party. I can't believe it. Georgina threw this party and invited all her friends here to convert the vulnerable freshmen.
Seems that Blair Waldorf has finally found Jesus and invited him to crash Georgina's party.
Wait, sir.
Carter, wait.
So that's the whole reason you wanted me to go out with you tonight?
You knew I'd help you
screw over Chuck?
Chuck had screwed me over, or at least I thought he had. I wanted to get him back.
Sorry, I'll listen to you. What's your deal? You're acting out because Daddy doesn't love you? Is that why you skipped out on Brown, too?
Please.
No. I told you how I felt, and you blew me off until you needed someone to do your dirty work. It's time to find a new bad habit. Because it's not going to be me anymore.
Monkey bar. Can't wait. Limo's waiting downstairs.
Don't worry about you. We missed you so much. I can't tell you how my heart filled with joy when we got your call, inviting us to share his glory with all of your new friends.
I didn't invite you here. We thought our little lamb had been lost for good.
I am lost.
I'm taking over the VIP room at Monkey Bar. I see you there. Monkey Bar, the most downstairs.
Claire, what the hell are you doing?
Georgina was turning everyone against me. You were just a casualty in the battle for social dominance. But don't worry, your loyalty's been rewarded. Your name's on the list at Monkey Bar. Yours isn't.
Georgina wasn't turning people against you, Blair. You tried to bribe people into being your friend with sushi parties and gift bags, and nobody liked it.
I don't need these losers to like me in order to follow me. Fear works better anyway. Dan, you've experienced social Siberia. If you want to try something new, I'll see you at Monkey Bar.
I didn't know there was a cool crowd at college.
Yeah, I think you and I were the only ones dumb enough to believe that.
Hey, so some of us are wondering if you're going to go to Monkey Bar.
You know, just because someone has to be on top doesn't mean it has to be Blair.
Now, when you get downstairs, you'll find limos waiting to take you to club. And no sticking your head out the sunroof. This is an East Ridge High School prom.
Hello, hey, excuse me, can I get everybody's attention, please?
Hey, hi.
Hello,
I'm Dan. I just want to let everybody know here that Blair Waldorf over there invited some people from Georgina's past just so she can embarrass her. But, you know, we're also in college here, and college is supposed to be a place where you're not judged by what you believe or the friends you make. You're here to make new friends and start over, right? So last time I checked, I mean, I think this party was pretty fun, right? Yeah, okay. So, who wants to leave with Blair? All right, who wants to stay here and drink cheap beer with me? It's a no-brainer.
Thank you. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I did. Let's get a beer.
OB, looks like your new flock was just led astray, and by Dan Humphrey, no less. I guess they know a false prophet when they see one.
Dan told you I was here?
I was glad you felt like you could come here. That you felt like this was a safe place.
I'm really sorry, Rufus. I never meant for it to get this messed up. None of it was your fault.
Well, I didn't help matters. I shouldn't have blown up shoot the way that I did. So, talk to me.
Well, I called Brown and deferred for a year.
Okay.
It may have been for the wrong reasons at the time, I think. Well, no, I know that it was the right decision. I would have just been going because my mom wanted me to go. And while that's a good reason, that's not good enough.
You know, I did the same thing. Well, it was Rutgers, not Brown. But I got it and I realized that if I didn't pursue music, I'd never do it.
I wish I had that same sense of purpose. But I hope that if I take this time, that I'll find it. Gosh. How am I gonna tell my mom?
Maybe I could help you figure that out. I know I'm not the first guy that your mom's brought into your life. But if you and Eric will let me, I'd really like to be more to you than and just Lily's most recent husband. Let me help you with this.
Wow, I would really appreciate that, Rufus.
I'm sorry, Mom. It wasn't my intention to embarrass you or Daddy. Look, I wouldn't be doing any of this if I didn't feel the way that I do. I really, really like him. And Mom, please don't be like that. Mom? I guess we didn't fool the doorman.
So you told your mom the truth?
I didn't want to risk everything with my family for something that wasn't going to last.
But?
Well, if your family can accept us together, maybe one day mine will too.
And if not?
That's a risk that I'm willing to take.
There's a reason we never went downtown. It's awful. The minute you cross 14th Street, people forget there's a class system.
You will find your place. Just give it time.
No, I found my place, and it's at the bottom. It's a point of pride now that I see who's on top. Anyway, it's all turned out for the best. If I hadn't been so distracted, I would have been able to force you to go to Brown.
That's sweet, but no, you wouldn't have. I am sorry about the disappearing act.
I'm sure you'll find a way to make it up to me. In the handbag department at Bendel's.
Now, normally I'd be more worried about Brown, but you actually seem a lot better than you have in a while.
I really am.
It was so much easier when it was just about where we sat on the Met steps.
Yeah, but we've been here, done this.
And I was so good at it.
Well, then, time for a new challenge. For both of us.
I'm glad you're not going to Brown. I need you here.
Same.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry I'm late, but I have an excuse.
Who's this?
A review of all the professors I had this summer. And look, I even gave them grades.
Wow. This is amazing.
Sorry for that weird moment with Katie last night. I think I got a little overwhelmed from meeting all your friends.
That's okay. That was kind of the least weird part of the whole night.
Yeah, when Dan, he got on the mic and convinced everyone to stay at the party, that was insane. Is he usually like that?
No. Dan is more of a corner of the party guy. Should I call him? See if he'll join us?
Call him later. I just want to be with you right now.
There's a reason I always come back to you, Carter, and it's not because you're my bad habits.
What then?
You're the only one who understood where I needed to find my father. You were there for me during all of that, and I trust you.
Anyone would have done the same thing.
No, they wouldn't have. And I don't want anyone else. I want you.
Thank you.
You were right about the dorms. The lighting is awful.
You want to meet me and Scott so we can download about the epicness last night?
No, you know, I'm still a little wrecked, so I'll call you later.
Okay. Bye.
Apparently higher education doesn't make for smarter decisions. So take out your notebooks and sharpen your pencils, kids. Gossip Girl's going to college, and this class has a lot to learn.